Aw, shucks! Not again!
Don't worry, little Timmy. I've got just the thing for you. I'm here to save your day.
Save my day? How's that?
Little Timmy, let me tell you. Do you live in a humid climate or spend a lot of time running around in the dead of summer? Do you often lay for hours on your couch without movement? Maybe you're an immovable fat person that's just better off dead. Well, have we got the solution for you. No more will your balls be stuck to the inner portion of your thigh like gum on the bottom of a shoe. Introducing the Ballula. The Ballula is the universe's first made-for-man ball spatula. The Ballula has been precisely crafted by some of the most brilliant scientists alive to swiftly slide down your pants, hook under your sack, and gently peel your balls apart from that unforgiving, sweaty inner thigh.
Wow!
The Ballula eliminates the need for awkwardly reaching your hand down your pants or doing a leg lift in the presence of company. This gem instead allows you to carry on a conversation while sneakily ending your suffering. And the best part, it can be yours today for only $8.75. Yep, that's what I fucking said. Your balls no longer stuck to your thigh for only $8.75. All you have to do is call 1-800-BALLULA, that's 1-800-225-5852, and order your Ballula today.
The Ballula! It's ballerific!
Sensible, adjective, having, using, or showing good sense or sound judgment.
I'm not a classy guy.
Come on, two words, nipple belt.
You look like peaches and syrup.
I think Amber would look good scalped.
Not sensible.
Sensible people.
What's going on, guys?
What's up, sensible fuckers?
Hey, everyone.
Ryan, I understand you just got back from vacation?
Yep, I just got back a couple days ago. It was one hell of a week.
Jamaica?
Jamaica, man. No worries, man.
I want to go to Jamaica. Anything funny or wild happen on the trip?
Yeah, there were some stories. Yeah. But you know what? Being drunk for 6 days straight, it's kind of hard to remember. But it, you know what? We went for a wedding, good friend's wedding. The best part was there was 90 of us, all friends, family that went together. So imagine yourself at like a resort in the Caribbean with 90 people. Everywhere you went, you saw people. And the coolest part was, again, obviously there's a lot of drinking involved, but there was no drama, no fights. Everybody got along. We just had a good time.
That's good.
I wanted That's drama. Awesome.
Yeah, I know. I think it'd be, if there was some drama, there'd be some fun, but
I was,
you know,
hoping
it was
you
good.
Came back without a left arm or something. Something we could talk about.
I will say Jamaicans know how to party, so I'm giving you guys a shout out in Montego Bay. We will be back someday. It was a great time.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Sounds like fun. Amber, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good, good. Well, we're excited to have you back, Ryan. We've got a good show on Slate tonight. And today, you and I play each other in fantasy football. I just wanted to bring that out because I'm just going to fucking crush you in
no,
our league.
There's no chance. I'm winning his league. He's the commissioner, and I'm going to take the rug out right
and,
from him
and
this
I'm
year.
Fucking sitting in seventh place. I need this win so bad this week. So,
just so you guys know, we're sitting here watching the game as we talk, too. So if we shout, just disregard it.
Yeah, they're very distracted. I keep them on par, guys. Yeah.
But all yeah, right, so go ahead.
So, yeah, so today's theme is, let us entertain you, as we are doing some of media and the main movies, books, TV shows, podcasts, what we like. And what I wanted to start off the show with is doing a little game for Taylor here, because he considers himself Mr. Movie Buff, the old Ebert and Roper, or what was the other, the old guy, Siskel and Ebert. So what I want to do is, Amber and I have 7 movie clips lined up, and we're going to play it for him, and he's got to guess what the movie is based on this short clip. So as you guys are listening, go ahead, make your guesses. Let us know how you did after this segment is done. And also, if Taylor doesn't get all 7 correct, we do want to give him a punishment, but we want you guys, the listeners, to tell us on our social media channels what his punishment should be. If he does get all 7 correct, I'll take the punishment. So let us have it.
All right. I like it. Let's do this.
So with that,
a lot of pressure.
Amber, let's start with the first clip.
All right. Here we go.
Hey, my girlfriend's dead, you know. She fell off a cliff and died on impact.
Really? I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
You know what? As you heard that, I'll give you a little clues. It's a 90s classic comedy. starring, I would definitely call him a big star.
Okay. This is tough. This is tougher than I thought it would be.
And to help out even more, I will consider it, I'll call it a sports movie.
A sports comedy.
Yep. A little unconventional sports, but sports comedy.
Okay. Well, shit. I'm going to start right off the bat with an offer.
I'll give you one more clue.
One more clue.
He got his start on SNL, the main actor.
Okay. I give up.
Are you guys shouting in your cars on your phones yet? So I'll tell him, Happy Gilmore.
That's Happy Gilmore?
Happy Gilmore.
Oh, come on.
I thought he was going to get that right away.
He's trying to get the publicist and tells him that his girlfriend's dead and died on impact, so he's available.
Fuck.
He's ready to mingle.
And after you said it, I knew it. That's how it always works.
You know what? I grew up with the Billy Madison and Happy Gilmore, and those two movies I could watch every day. I absolutely love them, and it's just like going down memory lane watching them. That was when Sandler was good.
Well, yeah, the 90s were Sandler's thing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And so then something happened after that.
I don't know. His head grew into a fucking egg or something.
Yeah. All right, Amber, let's cue up number two.
Okay.
Oh, now there's more pressure.
Yep.
Number two.
If you need a reenactment, it's kind of like,
decade?
90s. Very, very famous movie. With a very, very famous actor. You think I should give him some more clues, Amber?
Yeah, for that one. Yeah.
It's a historical piece. It puts the character in historical situations.
That's probably good.
Forrest Gump?
Ding, 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 ding. Yeah. I love that clip. I always play it for Dana every time where I make that noise whenever she asks me something. She'll be like, hey, can you go get the laundry started? And I'll just be all,
I feel like I shouldn't laugh at this.
I remember the scene now. All right, one for two.
He's one for two. It's all right. So let's cue up number three.
Okay, moving into number three.
You know, a lot of people are kind of intimidated about making a turkey, but really, it's very simple. You just have to know the anatomy of a turkey, and it's got over here just the tiniest little stink hole, but it's big enough to get your hand right up inside it. Stuff the shit out of it. I cook it with all the giblets, the penises and the ginies. And now a lot of people like to baste their turkeys, but I use this. I lick like that and get into the little tiny, tiny hole. That's nothing good. I don't know what the hell that is.
You got an idea?
I know it for sure. It's Scary Movie 2 with Chris Elliott.
Ding, 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 ding.
I don't know what that is, but I'll lick it anyways.
Grab my strong hand. Or when he's whisking the fucking mashed potatoes with that little goblet of a hand. Or what the fuck do you call that thing? I would not eat after he fucking touched that shit.
Fuck no. Two for three. All right. Picking it up.
Amber, before you line this one up.
Okay.
Actually, this might give it away too much for him. Go ahead, play it. Okay. We'll see.
Number four.
Repeat, do not let him in!
Piece of cake.
Hey, you want to be a farmer?
Here's a couple of acres. Decker, the next one I'll hurt.
So I know this character is one of your favorites. Or not character, but actor is one of your favorites.
Indeed.
80s action, obviously. But I will say this is one of his offbeat movies, but I absolutely love, and I think it's one of the funniest lines ever. You want to be a farmer? Here's a couple of acres.
Oh, man. So I have a couple that are kind of running around my head. I'm thinking there's one scene in particular. It's either, I feel like he didn't have many lines. I'm thinking Commando during the scene where he invades the island at the end because he uses a bunch of garden tools or garden from the shed. But I'm going to go.
I'll give you one more hint. Obviously, okay. You know we're talking about Schwarzenegger.
Yep.
I will say one of the main characters is a kid.
Okay. Last Action Hero.
Ding, 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 ding.
All right.
Isn't it? You know, for an offbeat movie, it's so good. And
I love it.
They had a guy. Wasn't there a character that had like a weird like contact lenses? It was like a smiley face or something.
Yeah, he's the main antagonist.
Yeah, yeah. So good. And our, like me and my friends, we just joke about that scene so much because what does that mean? Like, he totally kicks this guy in the scene and he goes flying, but like, you want to be a farmer? Here's a couple of acres. You never hear that on the streets.
Oh, I love Arnold.
All right. I don't think, I'm hoping this one doesn't need any setup.
Okay. And Taylor's at 3 out of 4 right now.
3 out of 4.
So here's number
Definitely
5.
Definitely probably kicking yourself.
You know? I know it. It's Home Alone 1 when Marv gets the spider on it, tarantula what, on his face.
Is that not the most famous scream in movie like history?
That's how scream. I scream when my fantasy team is playing like shit.
I was reading that they actually put a tarantula on his nose, and that's why screamed. Like
I'd scream like reaction.
That too.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Hilarious.
All right, I've recovered.
All right, I think
here.
This next one's going to be. Gonna be tough.
Okay, no hints on this.
All right,
I'm what 4 for 5?
4 for 5.
What happened to you?
Ruben, I'm in a situation here. We have to leave now.
Well, no, can we stay a couple more minutes?
But dude, no, this is serious. I just sharted.
I don't know what that means.
I tried to fart and a little shit came out. I just sharted. All right, now let's go.
Okay, the one actor is clearly Brendan Fraser.
I'm gonna say no.
Right? No?
I'll give you one hint. The guy who references the shart, who says he sharted, is now dead.
Oh, geez. But I was on a totally wrong path. I thought it was Brendan Fraser.
I see what you're saying. They do. They sound similar, but it's not Brendan Fraser.
Oh, man. That threw me for a loop.
Should we give him the main character? Because I still think it's tough giving him who's...
Maybe just one.
Okay. One of those guys in that scene was Ben Stiller.
Hmm. Okay.
Are you guys shouting at your your devices what it is?
To get it? Oh, God.
I'll give you... I won't give you the other guy in the scene.
Something About Mary?
No. But kind of close in name. Along Came Polly.
Oh, that was Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Yeah, that's... I don't know about you.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but that's the first time I heard the word shart was in that movie. I don't know, like...
I don't recall the first time, but...
That was my first time hearing shart. God rest the soul of Philip Seymour Hoffman, but...
Great actor.
Yeah.
Kind of a mess, but... Oh, God damn.
All right, I'll double down, and I'll say... So we're on to our last clip, and this is what we'll do for our friend Taylor. If he gets this clip correct... I'll award him the win and no punishment, and I'll take it for whatever you guys suggest. If he doesn't get this clip, then the punishment is on him.
Okay.
Fair enough.
And this one, just so you guys know, this clip's going to be about 2 minutes, and it's worth every second.
Okay.
Ready.
Last clip.
We're dicks! We're reckless, arrogant, stupid dicks! And the Film Actors Guild are pussies. And Kim Jong-il is an asshole. Pussies don't like dicks, because pussies get fucked by dicks. But dicks also fuck assholes. Assholes who just want to shit on everything. Pussies may think they can deal with assholes their way, but the only thing that can fuck an asshole is a dick with some balls. The problem with dicks is that sometimes they fuck too much, or fuck when it isn't appropriate.
Yes, Gary, yes.
And it takes a pussy to show them that. But sometimes pussies get so full of shit that they become assholes themselves. Because pussies are only 1.5 inches away from assholes. I don't know much in this crazy, crazy world, but I do know that if you don't let us fuck this asshole, we are gonna have our dicks and our pussies all covered in shit.
Was that not inspiring? I want to run through inspiring. A wall right now.
So with 100% confidence, I will say Team America. So get that punishment ding, ready,
ding,
boys.
Ding, 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 ding. You know what? I let him back in, but I'll
kind
take
of
it.
You. That was nice of I'll you. Take so it. I hope somebody on social media posts that they want you to eat peas.
Give me your best shot. Scott, give me something good. I know you're listening.
Oh, man. Well, 5 for 7, right?
Yeah. That's pretty good.
You kind of got a lot of hints there, but
I did get.
You know what, though? Out of context, some of the clips were short, so hard to get. Some were longer, but you did all right.
All right. Well, thanks. That was fun.
Yeah.
Mr. Movie Buff. All right. Well, speaking of movies and TV, some of our favorite things to do are watch these two forms of entertainment. We put together a little bracket for you guys, and we each picked 5 TV shows or movies that we appreciate or find as some of the greatest of their form of entertainment. And then our friend of the show, Sonny Patel, also submitted one of his favorite movies. So we've got a total of 16 TV shows / movie that we then seeded from 1 through 16. And we essentially created a bracket. And what we're going to do for you guys to determine the greatest TV / movie show or movie ever filmed, we're going to walk through our bracket, have a little debate. So 1 will face 16, 8 versus 9, 4 versus 13, 5 versus 12, 2 versus 15, the typical bracket format. And we're going to debate them. So, and in the end, we're going to have the greatest piece of entertainment ever.
The most sensible piece of entertainment ever.
I suppose it's the most sensible piece of entertainment.
Now, guys, don't look at it too hard. We're not awarding an Academy Award or an Emmy Award or a Golden Globe. This is just our sensible fucking opinion. And you will see how random and funny these are and why we think they should move on to the next round.
So if the debate seems like it's a stalwart, we're going to have the third person who didn't pick that movie and have it seated as the deciding factor for that piece moving on to the next round. So starting with match number 1, we've got Breaking Bad.
Which is the one seed.
The one seed, Breaking Bad, which was Raw Dogs, a TV show, versus the 16 seed, Are You Afraid, which is Amber's, a TV show. Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Yeah.
Of course.
Early 90s, right, Amber? Nickelodeon.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Nickelodeon.
Go ahead and start.
Yeah, well, I definitely think Are You Afraid of the Dark needs to move forward. That's iconic. Like,
you know, I do. Not that I agree that it should move on. I loved this show as a kid.
Yeah.
It was a great, scary show on Nickelodeon. But I don't think it could hold Walter White's jock in moving on to the next round.
Come on. When you see that opening scene, you just get chills. Even to this day, I bet you would.
The clown in the attic. And then wasn't there like a swinging outside in the park?
Dog running away.
But the opening of Are You Afraid of the Dark was so awesome and so creepy. It didn't reflect the actual show because it's still a Nickelodeon show.
Yeah.
The opening was great.
I mean, it was so creative. Like, if you can remember some of those episodes, like, it was so creative the way they wrote them.
Why am I helping you?
He is all for this.
But you know what? There is no way. Breaking Bad, this was my first taste of binge watching TV. It was, to me, this show ranks up there top 5 shows ever made. Simple concept. Chemistry teacher has cancer. Needs to make money. If you went and pitched that to Hollywood right now, I don't know how far you'd get. But the acting, the writing, the action, just the intense moments of like just wanting to watch more just was absolutely incredible. And I don't want to reveal what this compares to me with my other top TV shows because we're going to get there eventually. But there is no way that Are You Afraid of the Dark beats Walter White and Jesse Pinkman and Tuco and Hank and... What is his wife's name? Skyler.
What about Mr. Sardo? Come on.
Mr. Sardo? Does Mr. Sardo eat breakfast every episode just like the whites do with the turkey bacon that looked like shit?
You've seen Breaking Bad?
I've seen half of the first season, so I didn't even like it enough to continue on.
It's so good. There's just, Are You Afraid of the Dark is no.
No.
Didn't they make an Are You Afraid of the Dark movie?
I think so.
Who was in it?
No, they did a Goosebumps movie a few years ago.
Oh, maybe that's what I was, with Jack Black, right? Yeah, okay.
Goosebumps not quite as good as
Are You Afraid of the Dark? Still up there. Is maybe the taint of Walter White.
No way. Come on. It's a bit of a fad show like Mad Men. Not quite as
no
good
way.
As what it's
Executive
hyped up to
ruling. Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad
advances.
Has to move on.
Number one seed.
Good try.
It's just one of the best shows of all time.
All right, I'm writing it in on our bracket right now. Breaking Bad moves on.
All right, so match number two, we've got the two seed Sopranos, which was one of my picks, TV show, of course, versus the 15 seed Curb Your Enthusiasm, which was Raw Dog's TV choice.
Go ahead with the Sopranos.
So you've seen the Sopranos. It's hard to argue against the Sopranos.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, as good as Breaking Bad is, Sopranos might be better. Arguably, in a lot of people's minds, Sopranos is the best show in the history of shows. And it's produced by HBO, which we know produces fucking phenomenal shit across the board. And it's a drama that's got a lot of real life relatable situations, which we like. A lot of violence.
Yeah.
You learn a lot about the mob, which is always interesting.
Yeah. Tits. Ass.
Yeah, a lot of sex, a lot of, the acting and the writing is just phenomenal. I mean, you have guys that have actually done time for the mafia acting as their own, mafia roles. James Gandolfini, God bless his soul.
It's hard to argue with this one.
It's just,
the show's
so,
so good.
So good. It's so funny.
I'll have to admit, so it came out in 99. I didn't start getting into it to probably like early 2000s, but
I agree. Yeah, I didn't start in the beginning either, but I watched it probably middle on.
Yeah. And I think I've seen the whole series probably three or four times now, all the way through, and it just gets better every time. But I don't think it stands a chance to Curb Your Enthusiasm. Very different shows, very different flavor, if you want to call it. But there is something about Curb Your Enthusiasm that as soon as I started watching it, I actually started watching it in college, it just caught me. Because it just feels like, the way it's filmed like documentary style almost, but it's a mockumentary. And it's just so realistic, and he's so outrageous. He hates people. He gets himself into predicaments all the time that like I just can't help but laugh out loud. And as much as I like Seinfeld, Curb Your Enthusiasm just blows Seinfeld away, in my opinion.
Seinfeld was good. I wasn't a huge Seinfeld fan.
Yeah.
And as I've talked to you on past shows, I haven't seen Curb. I've seen clips here and there, and you're still trying to persuade me to buy into it. And I want to, but both HBO, so we know the production values there.
Yep.
But Sopranos is just, it's an iconic show. It's like, it's got so many moments and so many seasons. How many seasons is Curb?
Curb now, right now I think it's on its ninth.
And it's sitcom style, so it's different kind of every episode? Or is it one?
No, there's usually on every season he has an overall arching storyline, but like loosely based.
Got it.
So it's not sitcom style. But you know, it's funny with Sopranos. So the last episode ever filmed, I was in college, and we were over at a buddy's house watching the last episode. And for all of you that have seen it, when it ended, we thought our cable box
got fried. That's so funny, because the same thing happened
to me. We were screaming, because we're like, what the fuck? But no, it's the way it ended.
Yeah.
And now in hindsight, I was pissed. But now in hindsight, I kind of like that he ended it that way. I'll never hear the song, the Journey song again. I think of Sopranos, and I think of the fucking dirty-ass White Sox, because that was their World Series song. But I try to think of Sopranos, of the way it ended when they played that song. And I remember reading something that the creator said, just think of it, the show ended, but the characters move on, and we're just not there to watch it, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, David Chase knew what he was doing. That's what he wanted. It wasn't something that he just threw together. I mean, he thought about that ending for a long time. But to me, and it still gets me a little bit, when same thing happened to me. I was watching with my dad, and we're like, what the fuck happened to the cable box?
Yeah.
The cable went out. But then we're watching, or I started reading about stuff, and I respect what he ended up doing. But at the same time, I'm like, it was the fucking mafia. Like, I wanted blood at the
what
end of the day.
What the fuck happened?
Right? I wanted some resolution, so.
Well, we got an ending to Gandolfini, at least.
Yeah, we did.
Did you hear, they said his last meal he ate when he was alive was, 8,000 calories?
I read that, too. He had, 3 pints of ice cream.
It's, just crazy. But I don't have an argument with you. As much as I love Curb, Sopranos has to move on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that was a pretty clear argument there.
Mark it in.
All right.
Sopranos advances to round two. All right. Three seed, Pretty Little Liars, Amber's top pick, a TV show, versus a little sleeper, 14 seed, my pick, Saving Silverman, a film.
I'm not giving this one up until I win because Pretty Little Liars. What the
fuck is
all.
Pretty Little Pretty fucking Little Liars?
I'm gonna get judged so hard for this, but I don't care. I'm not embarrassed.
Is it Liar Liar?
It's about a group of four girls who one of their best friends goes missing when they're like in their junior year of high school or something, and they start receiving threatening notes from a person called A, and you spend seven seasons of your life trying to figure out who A is, and it is so good.
Are any of them hot?
They're all hot.
What channel is this on?
It was on ABC Family.
Right. Oh, this ABC. Is garbage. Come on.
So
how is this
good.
A top seed?
So why do you like it, Amber?
It's just
convince me.
Oh, the drama. It's so good. It's
rated
it's,
G.
It's funny. It's yeah, it's wholesome. Like guys.
This is a cartoon.
It's so good. No, it's not a cartoon. Oh.
It's a claymation.
No,
what the fuck?
It's so good. I think it was like the highest tweeted about show ever in the Twitter's not that old, but in the history of all time.
Really?
Pretty Little Liars just takes it all.
I smell the first upset of this big tournament.
All right.
I got Saving Silverman, 14 seed. One of the funniest movies. It's so underrated. It has so many one-liners. Jack Black's in it, if you haven't seen it, Jason Biggs is the star actor. Amanda Peet is his fiance.
Yep.
That is then kidnapped because she's kind of controlling, and it's just so funny. It's got Neil Diamond in it, and I use lines in my life every day from that movie. When I'm looking at stuff in the fridge, Jack Black has this one scene where he's supposed to be like investigating this house, and he's got like pantyhose on his face, and he's on a walkie-talkie, and Steve Zahn is also in the movie. His buddy Steve Zahn is like, "You see anything?" And he's on the walkie-talkie, and Jack Black's like, "Yeah, I think I see something in the back of the refrigerator." he's digging in the back of the refrigerator, eating instead of like searching the rest of the house. I think I see something in the back of the refrigerator. The back of the closet. It's just so funny.
I love that movie.
So many funny lines. When they first have Amanda Peet over to introduce themselves and they host her for a football game, it's just like a total like man cave. And
yeah,
she like flies back on the recliner and gets pasta sauce all over her. He's like, "Lug nut."
She's
fixed
a
it.
Total bitch in the movie. And I see so many of my friends dealing with the same bullshit in their lives, whether they're married or a girlfriend.
Might as well be based on a true story.
You know, fucking man up and grow some fucking balls.
So funny. I love that movie.
All right.
Arlie Ermey also in it, too.
Who?
You boys?
Oh, yeah, yeah. He.
Snuff the bitch.
All right, so I'm the judge here.
Yep.
This is hard. You know what?
How is this hard?
I'm gonna let Pretty Little Liars go through.
How?
It was the most tweeted about show.
You don't even know if that's a fact. She could have lied.
Saving Silverman needed a three-pointer to win, and they bricked. Pretty Little Liars skated through.
We're gonna watch Pretty Little
Liars
after this.
Only because he asked if they were hot.
Yeah, you know, that's why that slides.
She lied about the tweet stat. I'm looking that up afterwards. Complete bullshit. I will never look at you the same.
It might be ABC Family, but Amber, is there at least like a little cleavage or like tight jeans?
Oh yeah, it gets pretty risque towards the end, guys.
For ABC Family,
it does.
Step by Step was on that.
Oh my god! All right. That's disappointing, but we've got the four seed, Amber's top pick. Oh, I'm sorry, not her top pick. Pretty Little Liars was her top pick. But the four seed, True Detective, season one, a TV show, versus the 13 seed, American Gladiators, one of Raw Dog's lower picks.
This is not a question, and if this doesn't go through, I don't know what you're thinking. American Gladiators, Saturday morning, me and my brother like amped up. I think we even put wrestling singlets on in the living room, and we did our own Q-tip game that actually they call the joust. It looks like two giant Q-tips. American Gladiators was everything. We're big sports fans. There's just complete mongoloid athletes just tearing up these just regular civilians. The show was great. It had Larry Zonka on it as a commentator, the Miami Dolphins' great running back. And I think it only lasted like 3 or 4 years, but I mean, how do you not like the likes of Turbo and Nitro and Gemini and Sky? This was part of my daily life, and Amber, what the? I don't even know what the fuck you're going against. What is this?
True Detective.
Yeah, these shows are so different. It's hard to compare.
Turbo would take down Matthew McConaughey in a leg lock.
Matthew McConaughey. All of the women are screaming right now that he is number one. He's got to move on. Then there's Woody Harrelson. You know, you want to throw him in there. But it's so good. It's just...
Ryan, did you see True Detective?
I did, and I liked it, but it still has no chance. I want to take Amber on in the Powerball game. Where I try to get the ball in the thing and I have to tackle her so she can't.
No. When we're talking True Detective, we're only talking season one. Let's pretend season two never even existed. That was not good. But season one is just gold. Like, if you haven't seen it, please go watch it. It's only eight episodes. It's definitely worth your time.
Season two was not good. It had a great shootout. I will give it that. There were a couple good episodes, but overall, pretty weak. But yeah, it didn't hold a candle to
season one. How about next week
one?
I challenge you in a Skytrack match?
That would be kind of fun, actually.
Oh, man. So it's
American Gladiators. Come on.
No.
USA Network, NBC, prime time.
True Detective was one of the first Netflix only, because it was HBO. Oh, it was HBO. That's right. That's right. Another HBO-produced show. Just, they make such good shit. If I have to be the deciding factor, True Detective is advancing. Oh, yeah.
That is such fucking bullshit.
Well, you shouldn't fuck me over on the last
that
one.
That is bullshit.
Lady boy.
I'll take every American Gladiator, women included, that could probably beat the fucking Bears right now or the Packers.
All right. Five. So mark it up. True Detective. Moving on.
Such bullshit.
The five seed is from our friend Sonny Patel, and it's a movie. And so, Sonny submitted White Chicks.
White Chicks.
Oh my God.
I've seen bits and pieces, but it looks fucking god awful.
So I've seen
Is it real women?
No, it's the weigh-ins.
Oh, that's why they're so ugly.
White Chicks is the 5 seed going against my lower seed, the 12 seed, 24. TV show.
Never
Kiefer
seen
Sutherland.
It.
You've never seen 24.
Kiefer? What kind of name is Kiefer? Something you sprinkle
awesome.
On a bowl, maybe.
Dude, I hope you guys agree with me. White Chicks can't hold a candle to fucking 24. 24 is one of the most fast-paced, high-action, high-voltage shows of all time. It's so intense. My dad used to watch it when it was live, and I never got into it. But after I graduated college, I was looking for a TV show to start watching. Was browsing Netflix. 24 is sitting there, so I'm like, all right, we'll give it a shot. B and I watched one episode, completely hooked instantly after the first episode. First season, I think we pumped out like the whole first season in 2 days, and it's 24 episodes because the premise is each episode is 1 hour of, and each season is 1 day.
Okay.
So it's a kind of cool, unique theme, I guess, but it's just so fucking intense. Kiefer is such a badass. We ended up just calling him Dad because we wished he was our dad.
Did
just
that
beat everyone?
Did that
to
come
death.
On after or before Wheel of Fortune?
After.
All right, just wanted.
Okay,
to make
but
sure.
In Sonny's defense, like, come on, Terry Crews singing in that car is like the most classic scene.
Amber, what did he sing? Sing it for us.
He was like, making my way downtown, walking fast.
Vanessa Carlton. Yeah. I like that song.
So funny. And you know, like Tina the talking tummy, guys, that was funny.
Tina? I gotta check
that
this
would
out,
be
maybe.
A Sonny pick. Those white chicks, so disgusting. You thought they were actually women.
I will say they look a lot like Iggy Azalea.
I that
kind of better looking. I don't know what that means.
Oh, poor Iggy.
I like Iggy's music, but she got beat in the face with the ugly shovel.
Brutal.
Okay, what do we think, Ryan?
Come on. 24. You haven't watched it, but you're gonna.
You know what? As any sports fan knows, in the NCAA, there's always one 5-12 upset. White Chicks is moving on.
Oh.
As a sleeper.
That's not even an upset. 24 is the lower seed, you fuck.
Whatever. It's not an upset.
You
White Chicks
work.
Move on.
You should work for the fucking NCAA committee, you fuck.
White Chicks had a center 8 foot tall that just 24 couldn't deal with.
I didn't see that one coming,
this
but I'll
some,
agree.
This is bullshit.
White Chicks. Pencil it in.
All right. Six seed. Where's the six seed on here? All right.
At the very bottom.
Raw Dogs TV pick, Game of Thrones, one of my favorites, versus the 11 seed, Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire, which
Just
is one of Amber's movie
to
picks.
That dorky-ass fucking name. Harry Potter sucks. I've never seen any movie. I don't want to see it. I don't want to read the books.
No, you cannot even say your opinion if you haven't seen Harry Potter.
Such a dorky main actor. What is his name?
Daniel Radcliffe.
Daniel Radcliffe. I know he got a bunch of hype because he was naked on stage at some play. Who wants to see that?
Harry Potter, come on.
And then he's going after some ugly-ass chick. Who's the other, the main character? Hermione.
He doesn't go with Hermione. Come on. Ron does. Everybody knows Ron, this Ryan.
Oh, is Ron the dorky redhead, the daywalker? Yes. Look at these guys.
Which one is the Goblet
this
of Fire?
This is the one where they have the Triwizard Tournament.
Man, I don't want the description. I haven't seen it. I want, which, is it one,
oh,
two,
I don't know
three?
What number it is, actually. I'm
you
not,
can't
oh,
even tell.
I don't know.
You know what? It's I saw the first end. One. People love it. It was okay.
It's great. It has a cult following.
It does not live up to the hype of that fucking book.
Does it show straight up fucking like Game of Thrones does? Like a
it doesn't need to
porn?
Because there's magic.
Game of
magic.
Oh. Magic.
There's magic in Game of Thrones too. The magic is they burn some little chick at the stake. There's their magic.
You know, I think these are actually pretty comparable as far as like following. I think Game of Thrones and Harry Potter are both pretty comparable.
Yeah, dorks versus
in my
cool people.
Honest, sensible opinion. Game of Thrones might be the best show ever made. Ever.
Well, that's. Isn't that what we're fighting? Well,
over Sopranos, over Breaking Bad, just the pure production value, the gore, the writing, the locations, HBO. It's fucking incredible. And I didn't get into it again right away because I'm not into the geeky shit like Amber is with Harry Potter and wizardry.
So you're admitting that Game of Thrones is geeky, you thought?
I will say it's towards medieval times type shit that is interesting, but I wasn't into. But as soon as I started watching the show,
maybe you'd feel that way about Harry Potter. Incredible. Give it a chance.
They kill off the main character in season one right off the bat. Who does that? It's awesome.
They
and the
kill
show
off
still
Dumbledore.
Stands.
Come on,
Dumbledore. Isn't this rated PG? How did they do it with a butter knife?
No, it was. Oh, it was intense. I think everyone cried. Come on.
How did he die?
He got into. I can't. I'm not going to give it away for anyone
did
who
Snape
hasn't seen it.
Did ever go balls deep in Harry Potter?
That is up for debate.
Was his head crushed by a mountain of a man with his thumbs through someone's eye sockets, like in Game of Thrones?
There was an awesome three-headed dog in the first movie. Oh.
I thought you were going to say threesome, and then I maybe would have pushed it through.
I mean, the whole movie is a little bit close to that with those three, but.
Do they do any sort of like PG-13?
They
kids?
Show Daniel Radcliffe's bris in the first movie.
He wasn't circumcised.
Deciding factor.
I think we're
here.
Gonna have to default to Taylor on this one. We're not gonna agree.
Game of Thrones is moving on without
no
question.
Fucking chance.
Mark it up. All right. So
we got two
the
more
seven
in the first
seed.
Round.
We got the seven seed, the Prestige. Which is an Amber pick, that's a movie, versus the 10 seed, Little Nicky, which is a little sleeper of mine. It's a movie. So I'll start. Have you guys seen Little Nicky?
I love Little Nicky. His voice. Like, how did he
company.
Do his voice?
Must be the super devil juice. It's so fucking fun. That was honestly one of the last movies. We talked about Sandler earlier. It was one of the last movies that he really nailed it. And it's so stupid. I think it got butchered at the box office. I'm looking at the numbers right now. $85 million budget, $58 million brought in. But it's underrated, similar to Saving Silverman. A lot of people that are Sandler fans haven't even seen it, but it's so, there's so many characters in it, and the cast is fantastic, and it's so quirky and funny. The scenes are hilarious. Well, another one-liner movie.
You mentioned the box office, and maybe that's why Sandler, after that, went and did bullshit movies that all still make a ton of money, but they suck, but something like Little Nicky doesn't make money.
Right, that's probably plausible.
It's such bullshit.
But I love that movie. He's so funny, so funny.
I know a lot of women do not like that movie because they don't
this
get
is one
it.
I hadn't even heard of until
you've never
literally
even heard
today.
Of it?
I'd come never on. Heard of it.
Oh, come on.
Give her the main
Moses,
premise.
Moses, that, yeah. Abraham, hit me with the wiffle ball.
It's so good.
Basically, he's the son of the devil, and the devil is Harvey Keitel. And he's got two, I want to say they're half-brothers, maybe they're full, and they're kind of evil because they want, Harvey Keitel's kind of like a fair devil, where Little Nicky's this little pussy who's got, he got hit in the face with a shovel by one of his brothers, so he has like this speech impediment, and his face is a little crooked, but he's nice, and his two brothers like want to bring destruction to the world and bring like real hell to the mm-hmm. world because Harvey Keitel's time is up and he's dying. So somebody is going to be the new like head Satan essentially. So they all go up to Earth and little Nicky is like this nice little boy. He's like, he's just a
son of Satan,
but the son of Satan. So, you know, his line is like when they ask where he's from, cause he's wearing a fucking like giant coat parka in New York City. He's like, I'm from the South, the deep South. And he like laughs hysterically because he knows he's from hell. It's just so funny. Like Henry Winkler, Winkler. So
definitely
funny.
A sleeper.
Yeah.
What's the dog's name again?
Oh, what is the dog's name? There's like a talking dog.
Okay. Yeah.
It's
this sounds like a movie.
It's the whole,
like,
it's
for
the
sure.
whole Adam Sandler cast. Like all the guys, his buddies that are in. It's the Gilmore Productions or Happy Madison Productions. So all his buddies are in it. It's so funny. All
right, Amber, step up to the plate.
Yeah, so The Prestige is way, way different from that. It's definitely a more of a thinker movie. It was directed by Christopher Nolan. It has starring Hugh Jackman and Christian Bale. And there's actually David Bowie's in it as Nikola Tesla. It's such a good movie. You definitely have to think and pay attention. But it's about two rival magicians who are just trying to keep one up each other. And it gets to the point where it's just like, they can't figure out how to one-up one another. And the twist is so good. I don't want to say more because I don't want to give it away if you haven't seen it. But it's so, so good.
I haven't seen it, and I really want to see it. And for you guys that don't know, Christopher Nolan did all the remakes, the recent Batman trilogy.
He's my favorite director.
Yeah, he's just incredible. He did the Interstellar. Inception.
Inception.
Yeah.
He did Memento.
Memento.
A lot of good stuff.
Yeah.
He's incredible.
He did Dunkirk, which I haven't seen, that just came out. But... This is hard for me too because
he definitely makes movies that make you think.
The Prestige is very, very, very good. It's one of my favorites too. But Little Nicky is just so funny. I gotta go, Little Nicky.
It's up to me, right?
Yeah.
It's up to you.
I'm gonna go with Little Nicky.
Yeah.
No, guys. This is so unfair. Okay, I'm sitting here with two halves of One Whole Moron, so they each should get half a vote over here, and I have to argue all
you
my
had
own.
Pretty Little Liars dance over Saving
so
Silverman.
Good.
Little Nicky's going
Fine.
Through. That shovel face.
I'll admit defeat, but everyone,
fucking awesome.
Everyone's got to go watch
that movie. We forgot to mention, in Little Nicky, isn't his mom like the queen angel in heaven?
Yeah,
too,
it's
or
Reese
something?
Witherspoon.
Or Reese Witherspoon,
Yep. So funny.
Little Nicky goes through.
All right. So our final matchup for round one.
This has no chance.
We've got Interstellar, the 8 seed, which we just mentioned, was one of my picks. As I mentioned, Nolan's my favorite director. That's a movie, of course. And then the 9 seed is Roseanne, one of Raw Dog's sleeper TV picks.
I don't think it's a sleeper. I think it's a fucking powerhouse.
If it was Roseanne, it's gone wild, maybe.
I'd see those tits. I'd let her rub them on my face.
Dude, come on. Interstellar versus Roseanne?
Yeah. That's why I'm laughing. Interstellar has no chance.
No.
John Goodman is Dan Connor? Get out of here.
You love Interstellar. Just think about Miller's Planet. We're going to do a fucking
I'm
going to
laugh about Miller's Planet and Roseanne's laugh, that famous laugh she does.
The most terrifying thing ever.
I love it.
Is she still alive?
She is. And you know what? Roseanne's coming back this year on ABC.
Oh, jeez.
I grew up to Roseanne.
How old is she?
She's like 33.
Yeah, right.
She got a tough. You know what? She actually's lost some weight.
She looks better.
She looks doable, Amber said.
Didn't Trump have a big rivalry with her back in the day?
I don't know, because I know Roseanne's a big Republican.
I thought when Trump was doing his whole WWE thing.
Did he powerbomb her?
Dude, Roseanne, I thought he was going to face off against Roseanne at a WrestleMania, but instead he ended up accompanying like Rikishi or Bobby Lashley something and shave Vince McMahon's head.
I remember,
Roseanne?
Yeah, I grew up with Roseanne. We watched it family time. I remember I got grounded one time and my dad was away at work. And he got home. I was in my room because my mom said I couldn't come out. And he came in and he's like, all right, I'll let you come out. We can watch Roseanne. I was like, yeah. Yeah, I was so pumped.
Rose, you look like Roseanne.
Not that, like, it just reminded me of my family.
Right?
Not,
yeah,
like,
I think so.
A little bit. You could fit right in.
I just associated it with my family, the hardworking, you know, middle class,
just
like
the
Chicago.
White trash.
Yeah, I wouldn't say, Mom, I won't say you reminded me of Roseanne, because not at all.
Yeah.
But I could definitely, I felt like my dad and John Goodman were a lot alike.
All right, do me a favor. Take off your headset and take off your hat for a second. Roseanne! That's what was doing it for me. No wonder you like her.
Such a good
show.
Come
on. Interstellar is one of the greatest movies out of the last 10 years.
Roseanne,
so it makes me cry. It was so good.
McConaughey's
and
ass on Miller's Planet.
Once you, oh my, come on.
So if I watch Roseanne on Miller's Planet, when would I actually?
It would explode.
When would I be seeing it?
Well, what? It's like, isn't it like 7 minutes on?
In heaven?
Or no, it's, I think it's 30 seconds on Miller's Planet is 7 years
I,
for
I
us or some shit.
I just don't get it. It's sometimes, I don't think
we
it connects all the dots.
We need somebody on here to explain Miller's Planet in a future episode.
Yeah.
All right. What's the deciding
Yeah, so
factor?
I'm going to bring it back to one point, which was Matthew McConaughey, so it's going to Taylor.
Yeah.
That's
Fuck
such
you,
bullshit.
All right.
Fucking John Goodman.
So that sets up the second round. So we're going Breaking Bad, which was the one seed that advanced, versus Interstellar, which we just talked about, Ooh. The eight seed that advanced. Both really good pieces of film and TV, respectively. I've got Interstellar. Ryan's got Breaking Bad. Go ahead.
Breaking Bad's got to move on. One of the most watched shows, one of the most anticipated endings ever. Walter White, Bryan Cranston, made an unbelievable character out of nothing. Got to move on. That's all I'm saying.
But the twists in Interstellar and Nolan's directing and the music by Hans Zimmer. So
Hans
good.
Zimmer. Is that the guy from Mighty Ducks who sharpened the skates? Hans?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Walter White has to move on. And Jesse Pinkman.
All right. You know what? I'm just going to concede defeat on this one.
Okay.
I feel like, because I appreciate Breaking Bad from a TV perspective. One of the best shows ever. So I'll concede defeat.
So you're saying Walter White just gave anal to Miller's Planet.
All I said was I'm conceding defeat.
He didn't even spit. Breaking Bad moves on.
All right, Breaking Bad down to the next round. We've got True Detective, which was the four seed of Amber's that advanced, mm-hmm. versus the bullshit
the
white
four,
chicks for Sonny Patel.
4-5 matchup.
So yeah. Amber defended Sonny's pick since he's not live with us in the first round. So I guess one of us has to defend it.
Yeah, so I don't think I'm going to have to fight that hard because True Detective definitely beats White Chicks. As funny
agree.
As Terry Crews is, like, I don't even think we need to fight this one.
White Chicks is bullshit and Sonny's bullshit that he even got to participate in this.
It's funny. It looks like Iggy Azalea or whatever the fuck.
We're moving True
Move
Detective.
True Detective on.
TD.
Sets up a good TV battle in the next round. All right. We've got Sopranos, which advanced as the two seed. That's my TV show pick. And we've got Little Nicky, also mine, a little sleeper.
Wow.
Wasn't expecting that. Me
versus 2-7 matchup.
So as much as I love Little Nicky and how much it makes me laugh, I just got to go
it
Sopranos.
It can't hold up.
We're going Sopranos. We
you
just
know,
have to.
I can't remember, and I don't know why. Did Tony ever get to fuck his therapist?
No, he never fucked Melfi. I think he fucked her in
his
dreams.
Well,
right?
Yeah, I mean, we all do, don't we?
I wasn't
they should have. I mean, you could tell they set it up where, as viewers, we wanted to see it happen. You thought it was going to happen, but just that tension, it never happened.
What about the character? They did such a great job in that show of building characters that you just fucking hate.
Oh.
But they were so well created.
So good.
Ralphie Cifaretto.
Oh, Ralphie.
Oh, my God.
Such an asshole.
What was that? Not Richie Aprile. Yeah, Richie Aprile.
Richie, yeah.
Oh, my. What a scumbag.
That show was just so good.
My dad loved it, so I've seen lots of episodes, but I've never actually seen it like from start to finish. So I don't know the whole storyline, but I've seen a lot.
You can leave.
Amber's an uncanny look and act of Paulie Walnuts. I can see her. So, I mean, Sopranos moves on, right?
Yeah,
it's
no
not
question.
A question.
All right. We've got the three seed, Pretty Little Liars, complete horseshit that they moved on. That's Amber's TV show pick versus Game of Thrones.
This is so not fair because they haven't seen Pretty Little Liars and...
Okay, we're all laughing as listeners. There's no chance Pretty Little Liars has any... I don't think they scored a point in this game if it was a matchup. There's no way.
Complete shutout.
No way.
Well, you advanced them, you fuck.
You were chosen.
Over Saving Silverman?
Well, yeah.
Come on.
It was the most tweeted about show, and she said there was a little cleavage.
So give me a fake stat here, Amber. Sells me as the deciding factor. I need a fake stat from you.
I'll say that the finale was the most watched show ever.
It does kind of.
And they wore assless chaps in the finale.
Full nudity. Now we're talking. All naked.
You know what?
It was great.
As good as that sounds, Game of Thrones already has that. So Game of Thrones has to advance. So it looks like we've got.
This is going to be a tough TV final four.
And Amber, not seeing you. Oh, True
Detective. Yeah.
I take it back. So we've got our first final four matchup. Raw Dogs Breaking Bad versus Amber's True Detective.
Okay. Let me start. As of right now, it could be different. But there's only two seasons of True Detective. And I know Amber's more associating this draft with season one.
Because they stand alone.
So they stand alone. Mm-hmm. There's one season. Breaking Bad had like, what, 6 or 7?
I think 7.
But when it's that good, like 8 is all you need.
But True Detective, you have to rewatch to get everything. And I understand. I take value in that stuff. Same with like Game of Thrones. Breaking Bad is right off the bat in your face. You know what's going on. And you just can't get enough of it. True Detective's different. It's good. Can't hold Breaking Bad's jock.
I disagree. I couldn't even get through the first full season of Breaking Bad.
So you are a one percenter.
Yeah.
Some people do struggle with Breaking Bad.
How? Some people struggle with reading and math, too.
Yeah, it just didn't click. But they're slow.
It sounds like it's your problem.
If we're strictly talking one, I get your point. You've got a full series versus essentially one season and a second season, which was mediocre at best.
Have you ever heard in True Detective them say one of the best shows of all time? No. No. You guys look like you
agree
with me.
I think it just had a smaller marketing budget, probably.
Mm. Yeah. That's a good fake stat, too.
She's sometimes it is about the quantity and not the quality.
So
Breaking Bad has to move on.
Yeah, you're going to have to decide, Taylor. And you've seen both, right?
I've seen both.
Okay.
Vince Vaughn sucked in the second season.
Let's
can
ignore
the
second season.
I think we agreed to ignore the second season.
I agree. I like the fucking show. I'm not saying I don't like the show, but there is no way that it competes with Breaking Bad. There's no way.
I think it competes. It's close. No way. The first season was phenomenal of True Detective.
But you this archive and library of a series versus 8 episodes or what is it, 10 episodes?
Yeah. I guess Breaking Bad will have to move on.
Yeah, thank you.
You've been eliminated.
Thank you.
Next. All right, so Breaking Bad moves on for Raw Dog into the finale. And we've got in our other final four session, we've got Sopranos, the 2 seed, which is my TV top pick, versus Ryan's Game of Thrones. And I debate this one all
so
the time, just myself.
So I'm just going to throw this out there. I think we can all agree that the writing is probably just as good. Or talking about both shows, the writing's just as good. The storylines are just as good. I think that there is like one factor that puts Game of Thrones over Sopranos. I think as far as filming on location and sets and what they go through and costumes and the amounts of people that they have to cast to be a part of the show gives the one up over Sopranos. That's the only thing I can say what edges Sopranos out.
Okay. They're pretty equal. They're both produced by HBO. Game of Thrones has an advantage in that it's more entertaining on an episode per episode basis, right? I mean, there's more action, which is always more captivating. However, I feel like the cast is a little stronger top to bottom of Game of Thrones, in Sopranos. And I feel like the last season, the most recent season, was that 7 of Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
feel like the writing was kind of weak. And I think part of the reason was because they shortened it down.
We're trying to wrap it up.
What was it before? 13 episodes? Yeah. And now it's down to 7. And everything seemed a little rushed. And there were a lot of gaps in the plot. Like, really? They traveled that far in fucking 2 hours? Like
when they were running back.
Like, come on.
From beyond the wall and they had to get back and yeah, tell everybody.
The one dude just running. Like, how fast is
it
he?
Was, it was Usain Bolt.
Endless cardio. There were a lot of fucking, and it kind of made it like, there were a lot of plot holes, and it just kind of put a damper on things, because you expect a show to get better and better, which it had been. And I thought the last season was like, not better than the previous season.
There was a couple seasons, though, of Sopranos that were kind of slow, too. And again, I'm not dogging it as a whole, one of the greatest shows ever. But this is what happens. We have two powerhouses like Sopranos and Game of Thrones. This is what we got to talk about. And I just think ultimately, the cost of making it and how it's produced, I think, is why Game of Thrones has to move on.
It's also tough because Game of Thrones hasn't finished and Sopranos is complete. Yeah. And there's one more season of Game of Thrones. Yeah. But Sopranos is just, it's like something that you reference in daily life. And it's like, I don't know.
There's probably the same amount of boobs and ass in both shows.
For sure.
Wait, so are you guys coming to a conclusion together?
No, Sopranos moves on.
No, Game of Thrones has to move on.
So do I have to make the decision?
Yeah.
And as much as I like them both, I strongly still feel truly that Game of Thrones has to move on.
Okay, I'm going to say, even though I've never seen it, Game of Thrones, just because I am planning on watching it before the next season comes out, because I really want to see it.
So good.
So Game of Thrones is going to move
G-O-T.
On.
All right, so we've got Game of Thrones and Breaking Bad. Both yours is the final.
Yeah. Are you going to be able to choose yourself?
I honestly, just what I said between Sopranos and Game of Thrones is my same argument here. I think, again, two of the greatest shows ever made. Good writing, good characters. I mean, maybe you could say with Breaking Bad, it's almost they almost have better characters because there's not as many of them. I don't want to say it's a knock on Game of Thrones, but it's what some people say. There's a lot of characters, so it's hard to really character develop with that many with an hour-long episode. Mm-hmm. They do a great job of it, but there's just a lot. So, again, same argument. I think the only thing Game of Thrones has over Breaking Bad is the crazy type of set locations they go through, like the costumes that they have to make. It's all authentic costumes that they put on these people. So,
also, HBO, much more violent.
Yeah, much more violent. I truly, truly love Breaking Bad. It'll be one of my shows forever. But I think Game of Thrones has to go. It has to be the champion.
I agree.
Unless you guys think this is a Cinderella story.
No, I'd say that.
And there it is, the first ever most sensible TV show ever created, Game of Thrones.
The most sensible.
I think for the fucking.
Well, if you haven't watched it, check it out.
We'll put our brackets online, our social channels. You guys can check it out. Let us know where you guys think we missed the mark. I'm sure you guys have some good TV shows and movies in mind.
All right, guys. So that wraps up the episode. Hope you guys had fun today. We coined the greatest TV show in the opinion of sensible people.
Especially
history.
Raw Dog's opinion.
But it's a good one. So if you haven't checked it out, please watch it. We did something on Facebook this week. We posted something related to episode 6, where we asked you guys what you think the basis of dating should be. Obviously, that's something that Ryan and I talked about last week. We had one response we'd like to read on the air. So in response to explaining the reverse or upside down BJ that was mentioned in episode 6.
I still don't get it.
We've got a post by Scott Lilja, who said, "This is an advanced technique used by the most elite BJ practitioners, otherwise known as deep throaters. First discovered circa 500 BC by the ancient Romans, the technique is a variation of the classic 69 position in which the man stands vertically, holding the woman upside down, face first on his erect penis, essentially using the woman's throat as a human fleshlight. Further modification to the technique became popular in the late 19th century following the invention of the box spring mattress. In this variation, the woman lies on her back on top of the conveniently penis-height bed, hangs her head upside down over the edge, and opens her mouth, allowing her partner to mercilessly pound her tonsils to completion."
So is that what you were thinking of?
Oh, boy.
I suppose.
Well, thanks for the response, Scott. We appreciate all of our listeners responding in any way, whether positive or negative. hopefully all positive, but continue to post on our social media. Remember from this episode, I will take a punishment. I know Taylor took it in our Halloween episode. I will take the punishment. He got 5 out of 7. I think that's pretty good. And you know what? Keep it clean. Keep it PG-13. I'm not sticking my balls in a cheese grater or anything. So give me something that I will do, and we'll post it on the social media, maybe Facebook Live or Instagram Live, so you guys can all watch.
That'll do it. Thanks a lot, guys. We are sensible people. See you next time.
See ya.
See you, everybody.